بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وروي عن شيبة الحجابي عن عمه رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ثلاث يصفين لك ود أخيك، تسلم عليه إذا لقيته، وتوسع له في المجلس، وتدعو بأحب أسمائه إليه. Before we discuss this hadith, yesterday we spoke about the two diseases that has crept into this ummah. One is hatred, the other is jealousy. What is jealousy? Ulama explained jealousy is tamanni zawala ni'matil ghayr, to desire that someone's bounty must go away from him. He must lose it. It doesn't matter whether I acquire it or I do not acquire it. He must not have that favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in other words, a person is finding fault with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that why did a certain person receive a certain bounty? I'm unhappy with that. And he doesn't even want to acquire it himself. He just doesn't want the next person to have it, whatever that favor and that bounty is. Allah ta'ala says, أَمْ يَحْسُدُونَ النَّاسَ عَلَى مَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. Are they jealous of the people over what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted them, min fadlihi, from His grace? So nobody can question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what He gives certain people and what He gives some fadila, some virtue, some greatness, some extra favors to some over some. Then there is another word called ghibta, which is, ghibta is a sort of emulation, where a person wants to acquire the bounty that someone has without the desire that it must be removed from the next person. He's admiring, admiration. Admiration, emulation. He would like to acquire that favor, but he's not desiring that that person must lose that favor. For example, he sees that a person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him the ability to recite the Quran Sharif in a very beautiful way. So he admires the person, but he doesn't want that person to lose his favor. He rather desires in his heart that I should also acquire that favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is not regarded to be hasad. In this hadith that we read today, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, there are three things that will purify for you the love of your brother. The love is tainted with this jealousy, with this hatred, ill feelings, malice, rancor in the heart. So if you want to cleanse this heart now and make the love for your Muslim brother pure and khalis, then there are three things. In yesterday's hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Afshu salam." That was the first thing. In this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explains, تُسَلِّمْ عَلَيْهِ إِذَا لَقِيْتَهُ. Whenever you meet him, then make salam to him. Make salam to him. Don't wait for him to make salam to you first. You try to beat him and make salam. On the next page, it is mentioned that Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was walking with another person, and as they were walking, he said to the person that was accompanying him, he said, أَمَا تَرَى مَا يُصِيبُ الْقَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ مِنَ الْفَضْلِ. Every person that they were coming to were greeting them first. So he tells his partner, don't you see what virtue the people are acquiring over us? لَا يَسْبِقَ إِلَى السَّلَامِ أَحَدٌ. Nobody must beat you in making salam. فَكُنَّا إِذَا طَلَعَ الرَّجُلُ مِنْ بَعِيدٍ بَادَرَنَاهُ بِالسَّلَامِ قَبْلَ أَن يُسَلِّمْ عَلَيْنَا. So what happened was, whenever we would see someone, we made sure to greet first before that person could greet us. So if you want to remove this jealousy, rancor, hatred, malice, don't wait for people to greet us. I am somebody. That person that greets first is free of pride. So to cleanse this heart now, here is the remedy. You make sure you greet people first when you meet them. Secondly, وَتُوَسِّعُ لَهُ فِي الْمَجْلِسِ. And you make place for him in a gathering, even if there's enough space. But to show that I am small, he is big, I am making space for you. So that will create create this love for your Muslim brother, this pure love for your Muslim brother. That's the second thing. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَكُمْ In the Quran Majid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَكُمْ تَفَسَّحُوا فِي الْمَجَالِسِ فَفْسَحُوا يَفْسَحِ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ This comes in the Quran also. That when it is still told you make place in the gathering, then you must make place in the gathering. وَتَدْعُوهُ بِأَحَبِّ أَسْمَائِهِ إِلَيْهِ And the third thing is that call him and address him by the most loving names to him. Don't address him by a name that he doesn't like. Rather, use good words. And I say also, by way of extension, that words, we all understand, words have an effect on a person. You see, often I notice that non-Muslims, they got this habit. They'll call someone doll, darling, that's in public. Sometimes not correct also. But I'm saying with our own children, we need to use good words. Because if we are using bad words on them on a daily basis, fit for nothing, you stupid, unsuccessful, failure, if you're using all these words and other flowery words on them, and then we expect their behavior to be good, or we expect them not to go into depression, then the recipe we are using is incorrect. Rather, we should use good words. Where praise is due, then we should encourage and praise. Sometimes, and I say this is by way of extension also, we are always complaining and disciplining, but we don't find the time when they are doing something good to encourage also. This name of this kitab is At-Targhib wa At-Tarheeb. Allah Ta'ala's way, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's way is to encourage also and to warn also. Sometimes we go on a tirade, and we only complain and pick out faults, and we don't find the time. This creates problems in the home, with the wife also, with the children also. But nevertheless, that was by way of extension. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that when we address our Muslim brother, then call him by names that he likes to be called. And that will remove the hatred, that will remove the rancor, malice, jealousy in the heart, and it will purify the love that you have for your Muslim brother. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.